The pro-Palestinian student encampment at the University of Toronto entered its 27th day on Monday, marking a deadline set by the university to clear out or face trespassing charges. As the university sought a court injunction, and the Monday 8 a.m. deadline passed, leaders from the Ontario Federation of Labour joined students and faculty to rally outside the King's College Circle encampment in defiance of the ultimatum. In the lead-up to the deadline, Laura Walton, president of the Ontario Federation of Labour, which represents 54 unions and 1 million workers in Ontario, released a letter in support of the student encampment, calling for an emergency rally. Laura Walton, president of the Ontario Federation of Labour, called on workers to protect the students. Santiago Hello Quintero. As heavy rain poured down on the encampment, thousands of workers, students, faculty and allies answered that call. When we heard on Friday that the senior administration of the University of Toronto had issued an ultimatum, we recognized it for what it was, Walton said. An attempt to threaten and to bully you. To force you to back down in the same way that employers and governments do to workers at the bargaining table and on the picket lines. Walton criticized the university for taking legal action and threatening the use of police instead of negotiating with students in good faith. If the University of Toronto makes a move against the students, they'll have to go through the workers first, she said. Walton was joined by leaders of several labor unions, including CUPE Ontario, OPSEU, SEFPO, United Steelworkers, and several others. J.P. Hornick is the president of OPSEU, SEFPO, and called on labor to shield students with their bodies if police attempt to evict the encampment. Santiago Hello Quintero. J.P. Hornick, president of the Ontario Public Sector Employees Union, OPSEU, SEFPO, said that student issues are labor issues and that they must stand alongside them in solidarity. Our job is to put our bodies in between you and whatever the administration brings at you, Hornick said. If the police come, we will be your human shields. We will be your line of defense, and I promise you that we will be here for as long as it takes to make sure that you are safe and that those simple demands are met. Maryam Khatib is a student at UOFT who has lost family in Gaza. Santiago Hello Quintero. Maryam Khatib, a student at UOFT with family in Gaza, spoke of the suffering her family has been experiencing in Gaza. Over the past 234 days, they were forced to move from hospital to hospital, to live and sleep in terrible conditions, with limited access to proper food and water, and with limited telecommunications, meaning we can barely even stay in touch enough to know where they are, how they're doing, or even if they are still alive, Khatib said. She called for UOFT to disclose and divest its investments in Israel. I will never undergo the grief my family and Gaza are experiencing, but the very least I can do is set up a tent. Aaron Mackey is a student at UOFT who is a media liaison for the encampment. Santiago Hello Quintero. Aaron Mackey is a UOFT student who has been a regular spokesperson for the encampment over the past several weeks. If you open your eyes to what is happening in Rafah and what's already happened across Gaza, the West Bank, you will understand why we have no choice but to continue negotiations until all our demands are met, Mackey said. Mackey criticized U of T President Murek Gertler for refusing to negotiate with students and for giving closed-door press conferences which barred journalists from the varsity, U of T student newspaper, from attending. Why has President Gertler refused to meet with his own students, she said. What is he afraid of? It cannot be because he cannot find us, for we have been here every day for the past 25 days. Suzanne Weiss, a Jewish woman who survived the Holocaust, spoke at the rally in support of the students. Upon her arrival, campus security denied her access by car after supporters explained she was in her 80s and needed mobility assistance. Weiss criticized the weaponization of antisemitism against pro-Palestinian supporters. We Jews have a long tradition of opposing racism, yet occupation, the systematic war of destruction, is done in our name, Weiss said. That is an unforgivable crime against the Jewish people. We recall Nelson Mandela, our great South African hero, I quote, "Palestine freedom is our freedom too." Basil Boo, a member of the Health Worker Alliance for Palestine and a standardized patient program employee, spoke of the loss his family has experienced over the last several months. 44 members of his family have been killed in Israeli attacks, including his cousin Ayat Farwana, a 17-day-old infant, and Dr. Omar Farwana, former Dean of Medicine at the Islamic University of Gaza, along with his wife, children and grandchildren. Boo criticized the university for its silence about the destruction of universities in Gaza and the killing of medical practitioners. "Not one word for those who do not take life but who give it, then I have only one word for them. Shame," said Boo. The Ontario Federation of Labour said they would be filing intervenor status to challenge the court injunction against the encampment.